Crisis Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and today we will be reviewing Crisis on Earth X Part 2 from Season 6, Episode 8 of Arrow. So let's get into it. So this episode picks right up the last episode left off. We get Tommy Merlin being revealed as the Earth X version of Prometheus. And for Arrow fans, this is probably a good conversation between Oliver and the Tommy Merlin character. I don't know of him. This is my first time seeing him. But, it's revealed that the Earth 1 Tommy Merlin died a while ago. And it was Thea's brother and Oliver's best friend, who he considered to be a brother. So it's a good touching moment right here in the beginning. And Tommy, evil Tommy, calls out all the sentimental speeches that Oliver and Barry tend to give. And he calls them out as being weak, and he calls Oliver, this version of Oliver, weak. I thought it was interesting because they do tend to give a lot of sentimental speeches, and I was like, does that always work on everybody? Because it works on people who are inherently good. Clearly, here, it does not work on people who are evil. So it was an interesting little callback, and then, of course, he takes a little tooth cyanide pill, and he kills himself, the Tommy Merlin character. So that's a good little opening, and then of course we get Harrison Wells explaining the Earth X, the history of Earth X, and why it's the 53rd Earth, and nobody travels there because the Nazis won World War II and took over the Earth X. But this also brings up a question that I always have, though, is like, does everybody on other Earths, do they all know about the multiverse, it seems, and only Earth 1 was just like so way behind? That's what it feels like. It's a good little way to sort of catch up the audience on who these people are. And that's this whole episode, is who are these Earth X Nazi invaders and why they're here. And I still really like the new Crisis credits that they have, where they... It kind of reminds me of the Marvel credits, where they have, like, the images inside the letters. It looks really awesome, really badass. And that kind of just sets the tone for how epic this Crisis is going to be. And then we get a good little scene with Overgirl, Reverse Flash, and the Nazi Arrow. They seem like a really great villain type of team-up. Reverse Flash and the Bad Arrow are kind of like fighting, and Reverse Flash, you know, threatens him about how he can kill him super, super quickly. I love the Overgirl character just comes in and shuts them both down, like, I'm so much more powerful than you two, so stop fighting. It's a good little moment. It doesn't really explain why they're here on this Earth, but it's kind of just is a good way to sort of show the interactions that they have. And then we still get a little bit of Alex being awkward with Sarah, which is still pretty funny. And of course, Alex and Kara have a conversation about Maggie and all that stuff, which I'm kind of over it at this point. So let's move on from the Maggie stuff. I loved Maggie, but Alex doesn't need to feel bad or feel ashamed about having this one night stand with Sarah because she loved Maggie so much. That relationship's over. I mean, she's grieving, sure, but you know, don't feel too bad about your connection with Sarah. But it's a good scene where Kara tries to you know, make her feel better. And we get a lot of good just dialogues between characters here. We get Oliver and Felicity again talking about marriage, and Felicity has her insecurities about marriage because the last time they got engaged, she got shot and paralyzed. So that's a good little scene, and we pick up that later on with Felicity sort of telling Iris the same reasons. And I like Iris and Felicity in this episode. They have a really good type of friendship, really good bond. They work well together. And then we get a good scene with Jax and Professor Stein, where Jax just kind of, you know, lets Professor Stein know why he's really upset. It's not because he has to give up the superpowers, because he has to give up Professor Stein, and that's like father figure for him. And so it's a good little touching moment. I like it. It does make you kind of feel for these characters, even though I don't watch the Legends, but I feel their connection just through these little scenes that they have. And then, of course, I love Mick just kind of teasing Caitlin about Killer Frost, and then he ends up staying behind because he's eating a sandwich, and, you know, convinces Caitlin to bring out Killer Frost to help out. So all that stuff is good right there. The main part of the episode is our trio of heroes, Flash, Supergirl, and Arrow, fighting their evil doppelganger. And there's a great scene where they figure out where the Earth-X people are, and they go to this building, and they face them, and Kara and Barry get there first, and then Oliver just rides up on a motorcycle, and he says, super speed, I don't have it. And it's just a great line, because it's like, yeah, you know, he doesn't have super speed, but he's there, he's still badass. So I do like the heroes versus their evil doppelgangers, and of course it's revealed that Overgirl is married to the Dark Oliver, which Kara is like, ew, that's gross. No offense. That's a good little moment too. And then Oliver shoots the Overgirl character with a kryptonite arrow. And Kara's like, well, why do you have kryptonite arrows? And he just is like, well, in case an evil you ever showed up. So that's a good little moment there, too. I love them working together also, trying to save the building. You know, Kara's like holding it up. Flash is getting people out of there. Oliver's like swinging around using like some, I don't know, cable or something to try and keep the building from falling apart. He's like swinging on the arrows. Which, it's really cool that he can do that, but the CGI looks totally, totally fake. It's kind of jumpy a little bit. It just does not look like anybody's really doing any of that wire work. But it's still great to see the trio working together. That's probably my favorite part of these crossovers, is definitely Barry, Kara, and Oliver working together. So I love that scene a lot. But then, of course, the evil Earth-X people end up getting what they want, and they go back and they retreat. So they have to find out where they are again. It's kind of really cheesy montage of the heroes all suiting up individually, which I love, but it is a little cheesy, let's admit it. But it still is pretty badass, except for Mick. He stays behind. So then they all go to the warehouse, and they get, you know, they have to fight all these Nazi soldiers. So you have Flash versus Reverse Flash sort of zooming around throughout the shots in the background with their lightning. Sarah Lance here is a pretty badass character. I've always enjoyed her in these crossover episodes, and she's really cool. She's really good at fighting, and she looks awesome. And I like her and Alex being these kind of badass women without superpowers. I don't know where Supergirl is in all of this warehouse fight, but Firestorm's there. He's fine. He's throwing flames at bad guys. And Oliver goes down for a second, and then he gets back up, but then they're like captured. And they notice that the evil Oliver, evil Arrow character, is not there. And of course he's back at Star Labs, breaking in, trying to take over. And that's when Mick and Killer Frost kind of come in, try to help out. And then we get the scene where the other Arrow characters like break in and try to fight the evil Oliver also. Now, I remember a couple of these characters from the Arrow episode of Invasion, but they have a new Black Canary character. I don't think any of these characters have superpowers, do they? Or are they just fighters? I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with these characters. I don't know. I really don't know who they are, but it's kind of a cool little moment when they just kind of bust in. But, of course, the Earth-X Arrow takes them all out. So, I guess they just threw them in because it's the Arrow episode of the crossover. Now, I like seeing the actors, Stephen Amell and Melissa Benoist, playing evil versions of their characters. Kind of gives them something to do, although the evil Archer is very similar to Oliver, just evil. He's still very dark, very brooding. But it's kind of cool seeing Melissa Benoist play a dark character that just, like, gets to be, you know, evil and say mean things. And I mean, we saw that a little bit in an episode in season one, but it's very contrasting with who Supergirl the character is. So it's kind of cool seeing them talk to their doppelgangers. I like it a lot. And of course they capture our heroes at the end there. So we got Oliver, Kara, Barry, Sarah, Professor Stein and Jax, and Alex, all captured by the Earth-X people. And it's revealed that they need Kara because Overgirl is dying, so they're going to take Kara's heart to save Overgirl. And so that's kind of the plan that they've been working on here. And the episode then, of course, ends with the captured heroes on Earth-X in what appears to be a concentration camp. So we'll see where that goes in the next episode. There's a good little reference here to the Man in the High Castle. When Felicity says to Iris, she calls the Earth-X Oliver in the High Castle, which, of course, the story of the Man in the High Castle, written by Philip K. Dick, is a story about an alternate version of Earth where the Nazis did take over, and they sort of split America in between the Japanese and the Germany rule. It's a good show on Amazon Prime, if you want to check it out. So it's a good little reference here. This is a good episode. I really enjoy it. It kind of fills in some of the answers that we had from the last episode. And the ending is a cliffhanger ending. There's a lot of good stuff here with Barry, Carr, and Oliver working together. I like seeing the teams all work together. We get a little bit of Killer Frost here. We get some good moments between characters, just conversations. I like that a lot. The one thing about these crossover episodes is they never just fully focus on the crossover. They also really integrate the characters' personal storylines and push those forward as well. And so they're really good episodes that you can watch just for the character development, but it also is a little bit of a spectacle in there with the Crisis villains. So I really enjoy this episode, and of course this is only the second episode. So next time we will be talking about Crisis on Earth X Part 3. What was your favorite part of this episode? My favorite part is probably Oliver's line of super speed. I don't have it. That's great. I like Oliver in these crossovers. I really do. And of course them just all working together is probably my favorite part. So that's it for this episode. Let me know your thoughts. What was your favorite part? What are your favorite characters? How do you feel about the actors playing evil versions of themselves? I'm into it. So that's it for now, and until next time, I'll catch you in the next Crisis. Thank you all for listening. Here are my thoughts on the current episodes of The Flash, Supergirl, and Batwoman. Follow me over on the Stardust app at Crashly87, CRASHLIE87. For those bookworms out there, check out my blog, Fantastic Literature, link in the description below, for book reviews, short story reviews, and general thoughts about the literary industry. And if you like the podcast, be sure to follow, like, and share it. Leave your thoughts in the comments below.